Hello and welcome to episode 258 of the Heart of Markness Led Zeppelin broadcast. That sound is my next door neighbor changing what was an urban chicken coop, this is Portland, into what looks like is going to end up being a tiny home, probably for Airbnb or for their kid who's an adult to live. So, there's a little bit of noise. That's okay. Adds to the audio verite of the situation. Today, we have for you August 11th, 1979, the second Nebworth show. If you are not familiar with Nebworth, and you probably are if you're listening to this because you're a Led Zeppelin fan, and Nebworth is one of the, you know, one of the few events that was videoed and released professionally on the Led Zeppelin DVD, but that was almost all of it, the first Nebworth, which was August 4th, 1979. That show was pretty much regarded as a universal win. Led Zeppelin's first concert in the UK since 1975, Earl's Court, their first giant public appearance after the two-year hiatus, after the loss of Robert Plant's son. So it's their big return. They killed it. August 4th, they killed it. August 11th, not so much. August 11th, Jimmy doesn't look so hot, and he doesn't play so hot. I don't know what happened. He might have been sick, but my hypothesis is that he was a very good boy in regards to rock star excess up till the conclusion of the first Nebworth show. The Copenhagen shows at the end of July, the warm-ups, unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. The cliche phrase is that Jimmy Page is playing at 1973 levels. And he was. And then on August 4th, they came out, they killed it. They had a great show. A huge number of people, numbers ranging from like 80,000 to like 120,000 people. An enormous audience. Peter Grant says it's even more. But the press absolutely shit on them. Calling them dinosaurs, dead hippies wake. I mean, just miserably, because the rock press, the British rock press, was all about punk, post-punk, and new wave. So they just shit on it regardless, which shook the confidence of the band. This is all me hypothesizing. None of this is canon, although I think it's right. Which shook the band and Jimmy, either from the euphoria of holy shit, we nailed it, I can indulge a little, got back on the horse, or whatever it was that he was doing to excess. And by the next weekend, they played a week later, he was in rough shape. It's kind of on a bender, is the vibe I get. But it could be, it could be innumerable other things. Could just be he had a bad night. Could be he wasn't feeling well. But my hypothesis is that he went off the wagon after the Nebworth show, either because of the euphoria of like, hey, we got this, there's nothing to worry about, or holy shit, we went out there and killed, and they hated us anyway. So I think that's what happened. But who knows? This show is done by request of one of my earliest patrons who requested this. This is for other David, also known as the Supernal David. A request for him. From him. Not a request for him. So you got it, David. I hope I did you proud. I am using the audience source, an audience source for this show. It sounds great. There is the video soundtrack soundboard, which also sounds pretty good, but I prefer this audience source because it's obviously low generation. And it captures the sound, it captures the majesty, it captures everything, and it also captures the fuckheads who recorded it and those around them. You can hear them every time they open a bag of crisps. You can hear them when they sing along with Robert and when they answer him and make fun of him even. It's great. It's minorly distracting, but the sound system was so loud and vast that it picks up everything. It sounds great. Bonzo's drums sound great. Jimmy's guitar sounds great. Jonesy's bass sounds great. And Robert sounds great. And this show, although kind of universally scrapped, does have high watermarks, like many Zeppelin shows do. Since I've been loving you is good. No Quarter is good. David asked for Achilles' Last Stand, which is not bad. It's different, and I like it. It's more deliberate. It's more deliberate in my mind when I hear Jimmy playing. I'm hearing it more deliberate, but not without flow, if that makes sense. So, let us jump in with... let's jump in with No Quarter, shall we? We'll go chronological. We'll go No Quarter, which is not that long. That's another good thing about the 79 shows, is that they cut No Quarter back down to, 12, 13, 14 minutes, which is, that's long enough, man. So not these giant half-hour, 40-minute endurance marathons from 77, which, although they were amazing, still, it's a long time, man. It's like, never mind. All right, let's go to No Quarter, shall we? This is August 11th, 1979. Audience recording. And what is the recording from, Mark? I don't know. I already closed the file. I can read it to you, though. What is the name of it? What is the name of it? So you can know. And this will be available on heartofmarkness.com. Galactic Messiah. Cool. It's a Empress Valley release. 907, 909. So it's probably part of a set. But yeah, this is Galactic Messiah, 811, 79, Nebworth Festival, Stevenage, England. Audience recording. Super good. No Quarter. Dig it.
They ask no longer. Thank you. side by side with them. The devil mocks them every step. Snow drives back to Clifton Slough. Dogs of doom howl. Mop, mop, mop.
That was good. That was good. Jimmy played some really nice, fluid, jazzy runs. Jonesy, beautiful, and then occasionally on the edge of chaos. Bonzo, of course, keeping it all together and driving it all home. I liked it. Thank you, David. Thank you for asking me to come back and reevaluate this, and I get a fresh perspective. Well, let's keep the love fest going. Let's move right along to Achilles' Last Stand, which also has a bit of a unique vibe. And you will hear why, maybe, or you'll not. In any case, Achilles. It rocks. Bonzo fucking nails it, and Jimmy plays some really interesting stuff. And the sound, I like this audience tape, even with the dudes that you can just hear talking and existing. That's part of it. But it captures everything. Captures guitar tone very nicely. Bonzo comes through nicely, even with the tinky-tink of his hi-hat. It's a good recording. I'm glad we have this. All right, Achilles' Last Stand, friendos. Let's enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
Mustang. We kept on standing, and on standing.
Interesting. I like that performance of the song. It seems a little more serious, studied. It doesn't have that bombastic Vikings running into battle feel. But I like it. I like what Jimmy played. I like when he just hits the drone notes. I like that. And yeah, it was good. It was good. Did you know that I have a website? Of course you did. Heartofmarkness.com. That's where you can go and get this recording, the whole concert, for free, and just about every other concert that I've covered in the 258 episodes I've done, plus the bonus pandemic episodes. There's almost 400 shows available there. So heartofmarkness.com. Go, look around, help yourself. It's what it's there for. Courtesy of the Titans upon whose shoulders rests this humble yet mighty podcast. I am, of course, speaking about my patrons, of which Other David is one. So I hope you enjoy this Other David. So a laurel and hearty handshake go out to Keith and Tilda, Steve, George, Big Ed, Kenny, John from West Footscray, Picard, Rob from Melbourne, Australia, Wayne, Brad, Danielle, Tracy, Other David, Bonzo Billy, Enthusiastically Bonzo Billy, thank you, Billy, Mimo, the final one bringing up the rear, Mimo, my very first patron who's stuck with me 4 years and running. Bless your heart, Mimo, you are awesome, and I love you, and I love everybody else, too. I love all my patrons, and all of you, too. To a lesser degree, because you're not patrons, but still, I love you. I am also on YouTube as Heart of Markness, Twitter as Heart of Markness, and have a Facebook group called The McLaughlin Report. No, Heart of Markness, there's a theme. And there you go. All right, the spiel is over. You made it through. Thank you. And let's take a listen to The Whole Lot of Love with the different performance version. I hadn't really paid attention to that. First time I really heard that, other than just the one listen through that I'm sure I did, was on the 1988 Atlantic reunion when they played it. That's the first time I remember hearing that, and then it went going, oh, it's the Nebworth thing, and then going back and listening to it. So this is it. It's a little different. They do some different lyrics. Robert sticks more towards the Willie Dixon You Need Love lyrics, and they play some different stuff. And not only do they do that, they do the boogie section, and they actually kind of do it. And Jimmy plays, and it's fun, and it's good, and it's happy, and it reminds us all why we love this band. Whole Lot of Love. August 11th, 1979.
Yeah!
hear them say, a little boy's reached an age of... You know he's not a baby anymore. He said, you're gonna let that boy boogie. You gotta let it out. He's got to come out.
Nice. A nice reevaluation and showing that there were some really true high water marks. That was a great performance. Especially for latter-day Zepp. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Other David. Hopefully it gave you a little bit more of an appreciation, although you guys tend to be way more open-minded than I. I'm always like, well, I was wrong about that. I used to not like 77, and now look at me. Well, thank you for listening, friendos. Other David, I hope this brings you some joy. We all love you. We're all behind you. And anything else I can do for you, my friend, say the word. All right, guys. Be good to yourselves and each other, and I will be back next week. Yes, next Sunday. I even know what I'm going to do. Ha, ha, ha. Might be that new John Paul Jones concert from Tennessee this week. What? What John Paul Jones concert? Well, you'll see next week. Love you. Bye.